堂听 class.com。
2. Jonathan Swift. Jonathan Swift, 1667 to 1745, was an English satirist. Born in Ireland of English parents, Swift lived a life that might almost be described as a continual flight from Ireland and a constant return to it, as if the fugitive were impelled by an unalterable destiny. His greatest disappointment was his failure to become a bishop in England and his being given, instead, the deanship of St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin. Swift attended Kilkenny Grammar School and Trinity College. He first left Ireland in 1688, and for most part of the 1690s, he served as secretary to Sir William Temple at Moor Park, Surrey, where he had time to read and to try his hand at writing. Resenting his dependent status and distressed at his lack of advancement, he made his first return to Ireland in 1694, and by being ordained in the Anglican Church, laid the foundation for his final return to Dublin as Dean Swift 20 years later. After an unsuccessful effort to marry an heiress with whom he fell in love, Swift left Ireland again in 1696 for a second term with Temple at Moor Park. In 1699, Temple died. Swift went back to Ireland again with minor church appointments with various visits to London. He began to write satirical prose during his second term, and in 1704 published The Battle of the Books, a mock epic about the quarrel of the ancients and the moderns, and A Tale of a Tub, a mixture of satirical essays and a narrative which burlesques the historical development of the Christian sects. Here, he exhibits the keen insight and develops the unusual objectivity that characterized so much of his work. From 1708 to 1714, he made a continuous stay with an ecclesiastical mission and wrote with sharp irony on church questions. In the most brilliant period of his life, he was the associate of the ministers of Oxford and of such literary figures as Pope, Congreve, Gay, Parnell, etc. Yet the excitement and promise of the period ended in anticlimax and disappointment. The Tories went into a decline, and in 1714, Swift went back again to Ireland and stayed in Dublin with only a few visits to England for his final long Irish sojourn. During this period of his life, he reconciled with his destiny, won the love of the Irish, and did his most distinguished writing, A Modest Proposal, 1720, urging the Irish to solve their problems by raising children for the English food market, one of the finest pieces of irony in English. Gulliver's Travels, 1726, makes highly original use of fantasy to comment both on contemporary society and on the foibles and failures of humanity in general. He wrote many other pamphlets on Irish affairs. His last years were less happy. After 1739, when he was 72 years old, his infirmities cut him off from his duties as dean, and from then on his social life dwindled. In 1742, guardians were appointed to administer his affairs, and his last 3 years were spent in gloom and lethargy. But this dark ending should not put his earlier life, so full of energy and humor, into a shadow. The writer of the satires was a man in full control of great intellectual powers. For further information, visit the following addresses.